Okay, here it is.
One, two, three.
That's the sound of Mendocino College President Arturo Reyes cutting the ribbon at the college's new center in Fort Bragg on Wednesday night. I'm Sarah Reith with KZYX, and today we'll hear from some of the guests at Wednesday night's party. Let's take a few steps away from the festivities to talk with Deborah Pollack, the Interim Vice President of Instruction.
We have human services classes, we have child development classes, we've had business classes out here. The big thing we're doing is we are installing a computer lab classroom. That won't be up and running until the spring, but we expect to have business information worker classes there, as well as digital arts media there. Those are some of the CTE programs that we hope to bring here.
Pollack noted that some things are almost unchanged, like the fine woodworking program, now housed in a building called the Kronoff School. Fine woodworking instructors from College of the Redwood remain, and the program is full with 23 students. Pollack also talked about bringing more high school students into the college and expanding career technical education offerings, also called Applied Academics or CTE.
I think almost every high school in our district has some kind of dual or concurrent enrollment happening at the high school. We have some classes happening there. Fort Bragg High School is the biggest program. We have a four-semester sequence of courses that some, like 50 juniors and seniors, go through, as well as a scattering of other classes that students can take. And we just yesterday, Becky Walker and I met about having more CTE classes there as well.
The music is getting pretty loud, so let's leave the party and take a tour of the campus with a longtime faculty member.
So I'm Catherine Brown. I'm the Mendocino Coast Center Operations Supervisor. So I was former faculty for Mendocino College as a part-time English instructor. And prior to that, I was with College of the Redwoods as an English instructor. So I've been through the whole changeover.
And we're taking a tour of the campus right now after the ribbon cutting ceremony and the refreshments. And you're going to show me some things that are new and different.
New and different. You're going to view some artwork from our summer class, ceramics class.
And I'm looking at something that looks like a Tyrannosaurus Rex mask with some kind of construction backhoe equipment on top of the skull and a pot with several faces around it.
This is an udu drum. So I wish our instructor was here to play it for you because it makes a great noise. I think this is a vase made with horse hair.
That's what I've been told.
Okay.
I haven't taken ceramics.
And I saw a display case with, it looked like some stuffed birds. Is there a taxidermy program here?
No, I think it's more so to show students they have classes as an instructional aid. So it would be coastal birds class. What's new for our campus is we now have a video conferencing room so students can take classes. It can be taught in Ukiah, but some of the classes are taught on video so the students can actually participate. There's a camera in the room so they get the back and forth.
Okay. So is that something that's been happening or is it going to unroll in the fall?
It's going to unroll in the fall.
How many students are doing it?
So we can have in that room up to 12 students. So that's a big plus.
So is that something that's also happening at Ukiah, or is it just happening here at Fort Bragg?
Well, it's been happening in Ukiah, so they've had that, and at the North County Center in Willett. So some of the changes that are coming in the future, so now all of our registration, we call it the Learning Commons, but most of us think of it as the library. So we're going to have a glass door entrance, and our registration takes place in there. And this is where students can gather, study. We have a computer area. And we just did some construction over the summer, so there's going to be a new area for a bank of computers.
So how many buildings are on the campus?
So there's actually three buildings. So we're renting out one of the buildings to the Three Rivers Charter School, and we love them. So right now we have K through 8, and then the high school just moved over by Harvest Market. Because they were using part of this space, but we needed to take our space back. So we're in an area that used to be, we call it the Grind, and this was a student area back when it was College of the Redwoods. Right now we've got vending machines so students can at least get their drinks and chips and such. And we're hoping that students will get involved in maybe creating a club or something that, that helps create an entity so they can be self-sustaining and to operate something here. And then with the proceeds, then they can get themselves something, you know, something for their student area, or maybe they want to create a scholarship. So this is part of the art classroom. So what happens in here, they'll set up their easels in that area, and a lot of times they'll have maybe a model on here, or maybe some sort of arrangement. Okay. I know they have a portrait class, a drawing class, etching class.
It looks like there's a couple of skeletons, or model skeletons, I think, on the table over here so people can study anatomy. We'll finish up at the party with Dennis Azeltine, formerly of the Mendocino County Office of Education and now Dean of Applied Academics at Mendocino College.
We have in career and technical education, there's the nursing program, there's the agriculture program, there's computer science program, health and human services program. It goes on and on. It's seeking career pathways and looking for middle skill certificates and degrees that would increase the student's ability to get a job.
I'm Sarah Reith with KZYX. We just heard from Deborah Pollack, Catherine Brown, and Dennis Azeltine at the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Coast Center of Mendocino College in Fort Bragg. Thanks for listening.